WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Yeah.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done? Losing my head, spinning round and round.
7 CFW. Remember this one?
Jump, jump.
varieties, and more.
All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
CFW.
Not in the way that you hope.
fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Cherry ice cream smile, I
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Brother Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Stuck around TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey. By the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work.
Download the free Civic Media app.
Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Saturday is Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin, and over 150 events are planned around the state. Drug Takeback Day aims to give residents a chance to get rid of unwanted or unused medications safely, with the hopes that disposing of the drugs will decrease the risk of substance abuse issues developing. If residents with unwanted medication can't make it to one of the events, there are also hundreds of permanent medication drop boxes across the state. Officials also say the unwanted medications should not be flushed. Rice Lake Fire Department officials are still working to determine the precise cause of a fire that destroyed multiple businesses last week. According to a press release, fire officials have ruled electrical and gas out as potential causes of the fire, but the official cause is still undetermined. The fire started on East Messenger Street on October 17th at around 3:40 p.m. and took crews several hours to get under control. The building that housed Kitchen and Floor Decor Warehouse, Finewood Inc., Cheese Louise, and Agonic Brewing was completely destroyed. A wrongful death lawsuit filed against the city of Augusta and Eau Claire County has been dismissed. The lawsuit was filed by the estate of Tyler Meyer, who was killed by an Augusta police officer in 2019. According to court documents, the owner of the property called the police when Meyer came onto his farm naked and acting erratically. When he attacked the responding officers, an Eau Claire County deputy tased and pepper sprayed him to no effect. The Augusta officer then shot and killed Meyer, claiming he feared for his life during the attack. Chippewa Valley Technical College has approved a flat tax rate, keeping area residents off the hook for an increase. According to a press release, CVTC officials say the school saw new construction in the district and property values increased by about 8%, which led to the flat rate decision. The tax rate will remain at 66 cents per $1,000 valuation, so local residents with a $150,000 home will pay just shy of $100 to support the college for the 2024-2025 school year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Breezy and low 70s on Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. It's 42 right now.
CFW.
Strangers to love, you know the rules, and so do I. I've still commitments while I'm thinking of.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
My heart is full and my door's always Station.